The Los Angeles Metropolitan Transit Authority just told Angelenos to take a hike by making it harder to find a bus. In a contentious 7-6 vote on March 24th, the MTA board approved historic cuts in bus service. 9 lines will be completely eliminated and 11 others will be reduced. Mayor Antonia Villaraigosa, City Council Member Jose Huizar, and County Supervisor Gloria Molina were among the 6 who voted against the cuts. On the eve of the vote, an editorial in La Opinion warned, quote, "We are concerned that the MTA is returning to practices that in the past cost it 10 years of federal oversight when the agency infringed upon the rights of minorities and low-income riders by giving excessive priority to the rail system at the expense of buses." Los Angeles public transit riders have seen continual rate hikes without substantial service increases in the past few years. The Bus Riders Union reports that fare increases in 2007 and 2010 combined raised individual fares by 44% and day passes by a whopping 142%, while bus service was reduced 7% in the same period. In February, MTA's CEO Art Leahy justified a reduction in buses by explaining that MTA would do more with less and focus on quality over quantity. The Bus Riders Union has filed for an investigation into MTA practices by the Federal Transit Administration. My guest is Esperanza Martinez. She's a community organizer with the Bus Riders Union. Welcome to Uprising, Esperanza.
Thank you for having us, Sonali.
So these cuts in services, are they linked to the rail service this time as they have been in the past, or is this something else altogether?
Well, for the last 3 years, the MTA, in spite of an almost $1 billion growth in their annual budget, has moved aggressively to undo what we believe is undoing the gains of a 10-year court-mandated set of civil rights remedies, and one of them being adding over 1 million hours in bus service and keeping fares low. Since the passage of Measure R in 2009, as many people who ride transit know, the MTA has moved to reduce fares, to increase fares once in 07 and the second time in 2010, in spite of Measure R putting out that it will generate 20% of the $40 billion will go for bus operations, bus expansion. None of that money has actually been used to expand the bus system. Actually, it's been quite the opposite. You know, people have seen a massive reduction in service. And we've asked the agency to produce an actual operations program for how they're going to sustain the 12 projects that they want to build in 10 years instead of 30. You know, as some people know, the mayor has this program called 30-10. Mm-hmm. And that actual rail expansion program doesn't have operations money attached to it. The 5% that's a part of Measure R, that's specifically for rail operations, isn't even enough to run the subway to the sea. Hmm. So we do believe that the agency and you know, CEO Art Leahy himself and the director of operations have stated publicly that in order to make that rail expansion program sustainable, they need to begin to make cuts to the bus system.
So it is about the same issue once more.
Yes, we believe it is.
So at this point, given the finances that you'd mentioned earlier, is it safe to say the MTA is sort of flush with cash and trying to hold out and save it for or basically set it aside for the rail expansion? If so, can this, you know, is this legal? Is it possible for the Federal Transit Authority to stop the MTA from doing this?
Well, currently, yes, the agency is trying to create, we do believe, and we've seen in their numbers, that they are trying to create, you know, an extra pot of money for their rail expansion program. In this year's budget, with the proposed cuts that were approved, which was about 600,000 hours for fiscal year 2012, the agency will see a savings of about $23 million. A total of 32, and $9 million they're saying is going to go to maintenance and keep, you know, keeping buses clean. But there's $23 million that are not accounted for that we raised at a committee meeting and at the board meeting last week. And if the agency is hurting for money, which they tried to say at the last board meeting that this is about budget, then we want to see where those $23 million are going. We have a pretty good idea where that money is going to go, but we do believe that they need to make that information public. They need to be very transparent, especially given the pending federal investigation. So we're not...
You said pending federal investigation. Has the Federal Transit Authority actually agreed to do an investigation?
They have agreed to do an investigation. Now it's pending. We received a letter, I believe, on March 14th, where the Federal Transit Administration notified the Bus Riders Union that they will investigate. They will do an on-site compliance review of the agency, which is, you know, the most thorough, biggest type of audit that any agency can get. So, you know, contrary to what MTA staff is putting out, that this is just, oh, it's routine, it's standard. Well, it's not very standard that the federal government is actually going to come into the building of the MTA and talk to their staff, talk to community members, review all of their documents. So it's pending because they will do it at some point in this year. But we believe that puts the agency in the eye of the country, and that we had hoped that in and of itself would, prod the directors to say, okay, and the staff and the CEO to say, we're not going to move forward with these cuts. 90% of the people on the bus system are people of color.
And so they are moving forward with the cuts?
Well, are hoping, because of the split vote at last week's board meeting.
It was a 7-6 vote.
It was a 7-6 vote. It was split pretty much by representation of the city and the county. You know, even though there was Supervisor Margaret Thomas was also one of the directors that voted to stop the cuts.
And how did the vote proceed? I mean, was it regionally based? Was it based on which part of the city feels like they would benefit from rail?
For the most part, it was the League of Cities and the suburban areas, with the exception of Supervisor Xavier Oslavsky, who also represents a good chunk of the city. They were a part of the 7 votes, and the 6 votes were all of the directors of color and the directors that represent a good chunk of the city of Los Angeles. Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas, Supervisor Gloria Molina, they represent areas with high concentrations of bus riders, and the regions that also benefited majorly from the Civil Rights Consent Decree and us adding over 1 million hours in service. Mayor Villaraigosa, Supervisor Molina, and Director Wilson, the mayor's new appointee, actually led the fight at the board to do 2 things. One, to get the board to approve directing staff to produce a more thorough report of what the impacts of the cuts would really be on everyday people. They asked questions around resource allocation. If you're going to cut weekend service on this line, you know, what are you going to reinvest back to ensure that corridor is going to be able to sustain the demand of transit? The mayor asked very important questions we hadn't heard him ask. What would be the cumulative impact of the last 3 years of service cuts? So it was a very important day for bus riders and for, I think, some of the directors who demonstrated a level of leadership. Now, we see this as a really huge opportunity to consolidate those 6 votes and try to move some of the other votes who voted to move forward with the cuts, because we believe that the facts are that strong. We've done our own analysis based on MTA's data to demonstrate, you know, cutting 600,000 hours of bus service without reinvesting it back into the bus system isn't creating a more efficient bus system.
And when you say 600,000 hours, you mean in a year?
Yes. So the agency cuts service twice a year, in December and in June. They're called shakeups. So the June shakeup that we're currently fighting would be a chunk of a 305,000 hours. And then the when I say the 600,000 hours that were approved, that includes another set that could go into effect in December that clearly we will also try to fight.
My guest is Esperanza Martinez. She's a community organizer with the Bus Riders Union. We're talking about MTA's announced cuts to bus service and the vote that took place on March 24th that passed by just one vote majority, 7-6. So in the open letter that the MTA CEO Art Leahy recently wrote, it was actually February 16th, he made some very interesting comments, which I'm sure the Bus Riders Union have responses to. But one of the things he said is currently Metro buses overall run less than half full. I suppose he's implying that it's not as though bus service does not meet the needs of Los Angelinos. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think I would encourage the CEO and the directors on the board who voted to move forward with the cuts to jump on a bus with us. You know, we've been on many of the lines that were proposed to be cut. One of them was line 757, which we were helpful in stopping the complete elimination of it. They were trying to get rid of it completely. It's a rapid bus that runs north and south on Western. And, you know, that bus has many riders at all times of the day. You know, the agency itself historically has attempted to compare apples and oranges. You want to compare, you know, you want to define efficiency as the level of service that exists on Wilshire, the level of riders. And, I mean, Wilshire is one of the most traveled corridors in the county, that and Vermont. And you can't compare some of the lines that they're trying to compare with that service.
Just because, I mean, the geography of this part of the country is so spread out that it's hard for people to get from one place to another unless they have a car. And if they don't have a car, to rely on the bus service, which is rapidly being, you know, slowly being eroded, it certainly makes it more difficult and routinely takes people over an hour to get from one place to another.
Absolutely. And people are not riding one bus to get to their final destination. People are already having to ride two buses. So, you know, the set of cuts will increase riders' travel time, increase travelers' wait time, and people will be hit with an added cost if you have to transfer to a municipal line or even to another MTA bus and you don't have a monthly bus pass.
And at some point, Esperanza, is it a sense of a self-fulfilling prophecy? The worse the bus system, the less it may be used. Certainly there are people who have absolutely no option, but it's also the kind of thing where if we had an efficient bus system, more people might use it.
Absolutely. And, you know, as the agency talks about, you know, creating this multimodal system. That multimodal system of rail and subway is going to require bus service. No one has a bus stop right out front of their house, which is one thing. The second thing is the agency, as they have deteriorated bus service over the years, they themselves create inefficient service. So when you reduce service on a line to run once an hour, when it used to run maybe four times an hour with, you know, every 20 minutes, then people ride it less. And then at the end of the day, the agency says, well, we have to cut it because it has low ridership. But the MTA itself is somewhat of a self-fulfilling prophecy because with the last two rounds of service cuts and the last two rounds of fare increases, that in and of itself creates barriers for people, and people vote with their feet. If they can't afford it, they're going to ride a bike. If they can't afford it, you know, they're going to try to carpool. And, you know, the same thing with service. If people can't rely on a certain bus line, they'll stop riding it. And that gives the agency the fuel that they need to then move forward with cuts.
Esperanza, give our listeners a sense, those who don't ride the bus regularly, how much it costs to take a bus with, say, one transfer from one part of the city to another, even now, even before the cuts, even before the cuts have come into place, and also with all of the fare increases.
Yeah, so since 2007, since 2009, the fare went up again in 2010. So now a monthly bus pass, which was at the end of the consent decree $52, is now $75.
$75 a month.
A month for a pass. For a bus pass. So that, yeah, and it used to be $52 in 2007. And a single cash fare is $1.50. And the day pass has also gone up from 2007 to now, from $3 to $6.
If you look at the numbers for just a monthly pass, somebody who owns who is lucky enough and wealthy enough to own, say, a hybrid car, spends less on gas per month than what a low income person has to spend on a monthly bus pass.
I didn't know that they spend that little on gas, but yeah, I mean it's not cost efficient for many people. And the truth is that, you know, when you have bus riders make an annual average salary of $12,000 a year, if that's the case, and, you know, and if you're transit dependent as one of the primary breadwinners in your home, then the reality is most of your family is going to be transit dependent. So $75 times, you know,
right.
two or three
right.
on the first of the month when you have to pay your newly increased rent, and you're probably, you know, unemployed, on unemployment, struggling to find work, is pretty impossible. So these are real barriers being created by MTA for some of the most vulnerable people in the county, and we believe they are civil rights violations. And, you know, in the next few weeks, we're really looking to build a strong campaign on the streets
so
and in that boardroom.
That brings me then to the final question. What can listeners do? What can people who rely on the bus system do, and those who want to express solidarity with people who ride the bus? What can you do about this issue?
So people can call our office and, figure out how they can get involved. We need to reach out to some of those to those six votes. So mm-hmm. we need to consolidate Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas. We need to call the mayor.
And the number to the BRU office?
And the number to the BRU office is 213-387-2800. And you can call and speak to any of the BRU organizers here and get involved. You know, we've got the next few weeks are really important. There's an operations committee meeting that we're going to be headed to where we're then going to have the opportunity to see this report. We need people to be there.
So they can call the number to get more information. And Esperanza, we're out of time. I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
213-387-2800 is the number. Again, 213-387-2800. And that's the number to the Bus Riders Union. Esperanza Martinez has been my guest. She's a community organizer with the BRU. For Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day, A. Philip Randolph once said, "A community is democratic only when the humblest and weakest person can enjoy the highest civil, economic, and social rights that the biggest and most powerful possess." That's A. Philip Randolph. That's Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day.